Is it?
Yeah. Isn't it interesting?
You mean your coop would hold 500 laying hens?
Well, we wouldn't have that many, but we certainly didn't have that many, but they would just be called a chicken.
No, it would be a hen house.
Yeah, okay. The thing you feed hogs in, out of, what is that called? A hog?
A trough.
Okay. And more than one trough would be what? Two, or plural of that would be?
I don't know.
Would it be?
I always think about the trough is all
okay.
I ever thought about.
Okay.
I never thought about plural and trough.
Okay. It would be
what
troughs
is it?
Or troughs?
Troughs, I suppose it would be, but
okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Containers that would have used on the farm, would you have had large wooden containers that you would have maybe held nails in or things like that?
You mean a keg?
Yes, ma'am. Was there something larger than a keg? Would you have had maybe made out of tin or metal?
Well, we had a granary that
okay.
was made in
okay.
You know, in a tin
mm-hmm.
granary.
Would you have ever used barrels?
Well, yes, we use barrels, but not very often.
Okay.
Unless she's making bootleg.
One thing I remember growing up is having to carry the table scraps out to feed the hogs, and I'd carry it out in a bucket.
Put it in the trough.
Yeah, and
we always put it in a trough.
What would you call that thing you used to carry it out?
Slop bucket.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great name, I think.
Oh my!
Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
it is. What?
I wonder where slop comes from.
I don't know.
I wonder where
that
name came from.
That's a fascinating word. I really don't know, but I need to check on that because that's pretty universal.
And also slop jar, that was the container.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or slop pail even,
yeah.
But it's always slop. I mean,
yeah.
The others may change, but it's always slop, which is really interesting.
I'll have to look that name up in the dictionary and see what it says.
A male cow is called a what?
Well, it can be called a bull, or my parents had make us girls call it a gentleman cow, and of course a steer is a male animal too that's been castrated.
Okay. Do you remember how they, I'm sure they wouldn't let you watch that process.
Castration.
How did they do that? Did they?
They did it with a knife.
With a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a steer is a castrated cow, what would a castrated horse be?
I don't know.
Be a stallion?
No, a stallion isn't castrated.
How about a gelding?
Gelding.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how about a castrated hog?
I don't know. There's a boar hog, but I don't know.
Would it be a barrow?
I suppose,
okay.
But you just never think about
okay.
them as being anything
yeah.
but
a boar.
Feeding pig.
Yeah. Would there be a name for a castrated sheep?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose there is.
Called it a wether, W-E-T.
I imagine I've heard of that name.
Okay. And a female, we mentioned bull, a female would be a?
Cow.
Okay.
In a beef,
okay.
It would be cow.
And the young ones would be called what?
Calves.
Okay. Okay. And a male sheep would be a what?
A buck.
Okay. And the female would be?
I don't know.
Be a ewe?
Ewe,
okay.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Now, see, I told you my mind
okay.
was slipping.
That's a
word. And a lamb. And
okay, a lamb. And chickens lay what?
Eggs.
Okay. And you mentioned boar. And a stallion would be what? It's not a castrated horse.
A stallion is a horse that you keep for breeding.
Okay. So it'd be a stud.
Yes.
Okay. And the plural of horse is what?
Horses.
Okay. And a female horse would be?
Mare.
Okay. Now, were there other kinds of pack animals that were like horses but maybe smaller that would be used?
Mules.
Okay. Now, what would a male and female mule be called?